Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, folks, what's up? I'm back. This is The Diary. This is your host, Stacy, on a beautiful, beautiful Sunday where I'm enjoying myself, enjoying my life. And 2 minutes before the show starts, this idiot fool comes to my door and I got to check him. You know, there are a whole lot of things going on out there in the world. And when you're strong and you're powerful, something's always going to try to get in your way to shake you. But it ain't going to happen because motherfuckers need to know when you deal with me, you're dealing with a beast. You're dealing with a beast. You're not dealing with a regular person on this earth. You're dealing with a beast. So you want to deal with a beast? Come look me in my face and ask me something dumb. All right? So this is a diary where I missed you, and I hope you miss me too. And this Sunday we're going to continue with Africans in America because you know what? That's not just African-American history. That's American history. And hopefully before I die, Americans will wake their asses up and realize it's very important that you study that and that you learn it, you incorporate it into your life, and you use it to give you hope and, to give you strength. I thank God for my parents that they, one, told me the importance of having and believing and believing with all your heart and your mind on a higher power up there, and education and your family and respect for yourself and for other people. And I thank God for Willie and Willa Mae Johnson because they raised 11 kids with just that. And that's why we have kids, because once we're dead and gone, we hope that some of the good things that we taught them will continue through us. And as sure as I'm standing and living and telling off idiots that choose to come to my door because they just think they can, you dealing with a beast, motherfucker. You want to deal with a beast? You come on and deal with a beast. This is a beast. You dealing with a beast. You know, these past 2 weeks, I sit and I think and I meditate on my life and I look back. I'm 45 years old. I'll be 46 years old in December. And I look back at my life and there are no accidents in this life. There are no accidents. Things happen for a particular reason, a particular purpose. And for me to look back on my life, things have happened in the past that made me think, hey, you know what? You kind of good. You all right, even at 12 years old. I'm thinking, you know, you're kind of good. But just like the world will do to you and me and everybody else, all of that goodness that you feel for yourself when you're a young kid, this world will try to beat it out of your ass and make you feel like you ain't shit by the time you're 45 years old. But I thank God that's not me. I woke up over these past couple weeks, really this past year, and that's why I say it's a transformational year. And transformation is good and it's great. And for me, it's a powerful year that, you know, at a time when people are so afraid of their job, oh, my job, I'm going to lose my job, girl. I can't afford to lose my job. Well, yeah, you can. Then what you going to do, you stupid idiot? Look at 2010 today. Job, what good is a damn job? Not only for me, but for a whole bunch of people. So that's why I'm here, and I'm so glad that things are working out in my life the way they did. I'm so glad I had my 3 kids, because if I wouldn't have, my life would not be on the path that it is today. I look at the faces of my 3 kids, and I thank God for them. I thank God that my nigga walked out on me and left me to do the job that I had to do for my 2 sons on my own. I thank God. I thank Freddie to this day. You know, and when I needed him, guess what? He was there. You know, but the diary's all about helping people realize what's real. And all of this bullshit on Facebook and MySpace and Google, all that shit ain't real. It's out there to confuse you, to keep you busy on bullshit when you should be thinking about going on and moving up and moving your life to a higher level. And that's what we're all about. So I just want to thank God today, this week, every day for my life, that I'm able to put it on the line, not only for me, but for my kids, for my grandson. I'm going to put it all on the line and believe that whatever I think about myself will come true. It has in the past. It will for the future. Whatever I put out there is going to come back to me. Okay? So some fools, you got to wake them up. You know, when you knew it's something, sometimes you got to go out there and you got to wake a motherfucker up and say, yeah, that was me yesterday, motherfucker. That ain't me today. All right? So sometimes when they knock on your door, you got to tell them, you bring your ass back to my door and I'm going to whip your ass. Oh, before, my dad worked for Folsom Prison. Nigga, I'm from L.A., and I will whip your ass, okay? So come back to my door and expect an ass whooping. And that wasn't a girl I was talking to. That's a man, and he backed the fuck up. You're dealing with a beast. I'm not only a beast for me. I'm a beast for Freddie. I'm a beast for Jesse. I'm a beast for Chris. I'm going to be a beast for Elijah. Grandmom's going to be his beast, and I'm going to be a beast for black people because we stupid. We stupid. Now, I look at the stuff on Facebook. It's just stupid idiot shit. If the black girls ain't showing their asses, the dudes are just stupid. There's always a party. There's always the next bullshit thing. But there's two people talking about positivity and bringing people up. Well, finally we got a black president. What the fuck for? Okay, good. Great. Somebody really fucked up. That's all that means. Because what has it done to help us? So learn your history, learn yourself, and you will prosper. What are we talking about today? Let's see. Facebook. I want to talk about Facebook and the issues on Facebook. You know, and I just tell it real. I'm on Facebook so I can maybe shoot out some positive stuff out there in the world to people. But like I said, most of it is all about me. It ain't about us. And I had a conversation with a dude yesterday. What was his dumb shit? I can't even think. We were talking about the good that's out there. And we so happy that Facebook is changing the way that you can be accepted or seen as your friend, that maybe friend me in the future. That's good because I can determine what their intentions are before I make them my friend. I'm like, ain't none of these motherfuckers your friend, first of all. Second of all, who gives a damn about that shit? They all electronic people. You don't know none of them. And if you're on there, it's all about how they can help you make money. It ain't about friends. You know what I'm saying? How did our parents, that's what I said, how did our parents do it? Our parents networked. Our parents did all of that. And guess what? They did more for us than we have ever done or even thinking about doing for our kids or our grandkids. They didn't have no goddamn Facebook. We got all this. Oh, everybody looking sharp on Facebook. Look at them in person. They look like shit. You know, and then he comes back to me saying, well, you can't compare our parents to today because they didn't have this. I said, that's my point exactly, dumbass. They didn't have everything that we have. And we haven't done half as much as my dad or my grandparents or, you know, even some of my older siblings. I'm like, just shut up and, okay, cool. I said, this is all about me. This Facebook shit, it's about me. I'm about us. Anything you see me put on there is about us. About black people, how we going to make it better, do something to help a black boy. Da, da, da. It ain't about, I'm inviting you to my party. Party for what? As I said, I see you, Sue. Your mama gave you a good knife. You got a prestigious name, Gunther, or whatever the hell his name was. And for what? For you? So you can be pretentious as hell on this Facebook bullshit? Even people that I know in heart, in truth, fake on Facebook. I'm like, asking me, hey, now, when I put this up there, go ahead and do that for me. No, because I'm not fake like that. This is all a bunch of bullshit. Wake up, people. Learn your history, learn yourself, and become a goddamn beast because people will walk over you, walk over your kids. They'll eat your ass for lunch and then watch you die in the street and laugh at your ass when it's all over. Be a beast. Know what you want, see what you want, feel what you want, and leave idiots in the goddamn street alone. I'm going to take a break because I need to take a break. And I love my people. I love this show. This is The Diary. And I'm going to play something mellow. No, I'm going to play Love Doctor because you know I love you. Be back. Thank you. Diary. This is your host, Stacy, and I am back and here, and everything's good. And, you know, I'm so free. I had this wonderful, wonderful weekend planned. First, I want to go see my boys, then I'm going to go somewhere by myself, and then one of my boys have this 911 situation, change my world around. I didn't go to bed till 3 o'clock. And then when I'm thinking, okay, my whole Sunday's, you know, different because I'm free to do what I do and I help people because that's how I do, everything totally changed. Okay, well, we don't need you, and okay, I'll be back in the morning, okay? I'm like, wow. All right, it's all good. And then, you know, stuff happens and everything's good, and I love doing this show, and I love doing it. I love helping people, and that's the key. That's the key. The key to my everything. Is I've realized that, you know, and I do a lot of research on this secret and the law of attraction, law of vibration, and basically that's nothing but karma. Whatever you put out there, you're going to get back. And the more that you can keep yourself and your mind and your body and your soul, really your soul, in a positive vibration, you're going to always create more things to bring positive vibrations. But because I'm such a beast, there's some out there that say, oh, let me give her something negative. To shake her before she goes and does the thing she loves the most. But see, what part of that law of vibration stuff is, I know who I am. So when I encounter a negative vibration, I just knock it really smooth out and let them know, put up the wall, get the hell out of my face. I don't really want to meet you where you're at. You don't want to meet me where you trying to take me, so you need to get and step on, bro. And they normally do. So that's how I roll. Because I got to be in peace and love if I want what I want, and it works. And this is one thing I want to say. You know, really smart, intelligent, successful people know this, and it took me 45 years to figure it out. But in the next 5 years, we're going to see magnificent results because I saw it in 5 days. So whatever you think about, you're going to get. So make sure you always put out there peace and love and goodness. And when you're in that transitional period like me, you know, it's going to be those little spirits that want to say, hey, let's see if what you're talking about is true. But for you, I'm going to send you right back flying, bro. And that's what you do. And just let the bad spirits know, no. I'm not entertaining your bullshit 1 minute. So I'm going to step to you like you think you stepping to me because I'm female, see. But I'm a badass female. I raised 2 sons, okay, and not 2 little bitty punks neither, 2 men, a woman. So you know I'm a bad, shut your mouth because you're talking about baby steaks and you can dig it. All right, here we go, old school ass. What are we talking about? Issues. We did Facebook. And, okay, one thing I got to say, you know, I love black people and we got a lot of issues, but you know what? We made all these issues. We made exactly everyone with the help of corporations and us just being plain dumb. You know, we did it to ourselves. So, you know, I had a situation where, you know, tutoring math and stuff and both – I'm dealing with single moms and single dads, and this is what we have to realize, and I don't know where, at what point we lost this, and we are going to talk about Africans in America eventually, but I don't know where we lost this, and I thank God, thank you, God, and I wake up every day, and every time I wake up, I thank you, God, for my parents that knew what their job was when they became parents. That's so crucial. You know, we in 2010, you know, everything come before our kids. Everything, all our dates come before our kids. My new nigga come before my kids. Everything come before our kids. And, you know, I'm like, I put my foot down. And I'm like, you know what, results. I'm results oriented. I got 3. Nothing ever came before my kids other than God. All right? So that being said, nobody knows the days I went in my room and I cried because every birthday, all of my money went to my kids for 20 years, and it didn't bother me, but that's what I had to fucking do for my kids. So, cool your heels. It's not right that you plan a trip. You, a female, you're planning a trip to go see Dick. All right? That ain't your husband. But you can't plan that same $20, $30, $40, $50. You can't give that to invest in your son's education. And you don't think he sees it? Quit putting your dicks before your sons.
They know it. They will know it. You will be 10 times a million hoes by the time they are 15, and then you're going to want to kill them. Trust me. That was my biggest fear. My sons were not going to say, Mom, all you did after you left Dad was have this nigga in here, and that nigga was my daddy, and that one you allowed this nigga to disrespect me, and that one. Never, ever, 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 ever. My kids remember one or two, and they laugh at me because it's like, Mom, you didn't give him 5 minutes. No, because it was, y'all were my life. That's why I don't understand. People in my house, my whole house belonged to my kids. I had my little room, the living room, the dining room, both bathrooms, the kitchen, their room, the closets. It all belonged to my kids. Dinner, 3 squares. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Even when they got older, even Freddie, 20, 19, Mom, what's for dinner? Mom, rub my head. Mom. That's why I had to kick them out, because you're, Mom, no, Mom, you've always done this. How are you going to stand up to us now that we're men? Don't do it, Mom. No, I did it, okay, because that's what we do. Yeah, I love you, but when you're a man, you're a goddamn man. I know nobody showed you, but guess what? You had 6 uncles. I had a daddy. I know what they're supposed to do. So take care of your fucking kids. Women, cool your pussies. Put them on ice. And if you can't do it, don't do it in front of your damn kids. Your son should not find your phone and see that you've taken pictures, or you've had 10 men take pictures of their penises and send it to you. Your son shouldn't see that, okay? All right, now, single dads. All of these women you're looking for on Facebook, put their asses aside. Monday through Friday, okay, give that time to your kid. Your job is just as important as a single mother. You can be out there hoeing too. Quit hoeing. They see that. First, they see you disrespecting women, and you're not spending time with them. They grow up, and they know it. They grow up, and they know it. They grow up, and they fucking know it. All right? Me and my daughter had a conversation just yesterday. We text each other all day long to make sure we know we love each other, even when we don't talk to each other. And I say, all I ever did was make sure you guys had a good childhood, because I hated my childhood. Immediately she came, Mom, I love my childhood. We went everywhere. You took us everywhere. We did all kind of stuff. That's what I want to do for my son. I was a single fucking mom. So cool your heels. They remember. They remember. They remember. They remember. And you will get old. And nobody will come to your rescue, because they remember that you put Leroy and Mreroy and Shaniqua and Shaquanda and da-da-da, everybody you fucking met, you put in front of your kids. They will remember. Don't get mad at them, okay? Learn it when they're young, so you don't have to pay for that shit when they're old, okay? And another lesson, tell them when they're 5. You fuck up, you have a baby out of wedlock, you're not living with me. You're not living with me. You do it, you're on your own. You do it, you're on your own. You saw me suffer with you. If that's what you want to do, you're on your own. Sons, you fuck up, you go to jail, don't look for no care packages. You're on your own. You're on your own. All they want to do is see you dead or in jail. So if you fall into the fucking trap, and I've told mine since you were 5, you're on your own. You're on your own. It works. They remember. Parents, do your fucking jobs. You're going to raise a good member of society, or you're going to raise a fucking beast. Not the kind of beast I am. That's the kind of beast my mama raised. A beast that handles her business, respects herself and her family and her blackness, knows that there is a God and that he is real, and whatever you put in your fucking mind, you can have it. And don't let nobody tell you nothing different. Get off the internet looking for all that fake shit. Look somebody in the face and meet them. Look them in the face. All right? I'm tired of hearing, oh, I spent all this money. You met him on Facebook. You met him on Facebook. You met him on Facebook. Okay? We want that shit to be normal. It's not. You met him on fucking Facebook. Look him in his face. Look him in his eyes. Look at the mannerisms. You can tell if somebody's full of shit. You met him on Facebook. When somebody don't want to do nothing but text me, can't call me on the phone, I know you got some shit up under something. And, you know, life's too short for bullshit. Anyway, you Africans, when I come back, we don't talk about Africa, you bunch of Africans. I love you. I'll be back. Diary. This is your host, and I need a co-host, because I lost my adult beverage in this house, and I can't find it, but I'm going to keep looking. Oh, man, see, that's what the co-host is for. Anyway, we're talking about Africans in America, and that's a PBS special that's very good, and I love to learn. That's why I love my parents, man. When I see my parents in wherever, heaven, when I meet up with their spirit, I'm going to kiss them. Cause they was the shit. They wasn't no joke. Even though it was like the Johnson Corporation and shit, it wasn't a whole bunch of loves and kisses and shit. There was a whole bunch of you better get A or I'm gonna beat your ass. But I think that worked. Anyway, so I get mine loves and kisses. So I made up for it. Yeah, so I love to learn. And Africans in America is a PBS special, four parts, that talks about the journey from Africa to America, and where is my dream? Anyway, that's not good. If Elijah was here, Elijah said, Grandmom, and he'd find it for me. Anyway, so we're going to talk about now revolution, and that was the period of time from, let me see if my memory serves me correctly. It ends in 1805, and it began in 1750. All right. So, you know, and you have to remember that this isn't just African-American history. It is American history. And, you know, I don't know why we overlook that. Oh, I know why. Because we allow ourselves to overlook it. Anybody that, I mean, any other nationality, I mean, of people, you know, they force their rights. I mean, even, I mean, gays and lesbians, they forcing their rights on this country. Black people, oh, okay, whatever. Whatever. We were here like the second, well, let's not talk about who was here first, because we know that's all fucked up. But, you know, it's like black people should have like when they check, were you in the military type shit, and you always get an ups because you, yes, if you were, there should be a checkbox, or were you of African descent? And that should give you an automatic ups, I think, you know, but that's just me. And I think a woman needs to run the country. A woman needs to run a whole lot of shit, because my just recent experience with a whole bunch of guys is that they're incredibly stupid. And maybe that's why God gave you the partner and you got one less rib or something, and you probably got one less piece of brain. No, actually, a male has a bigger brain, but it don't work. That was good. I should be a comedian. Anyway, you guys are dumb. So I'm kind of hoping Hillary at some point gets a chance to be president, you know, because guys are incredibly stupid, and they need help, and it's okay. It's okay to say you need help. That's why God created women, you know. So it's okay. We're here for a reason. You know, somewhere a long time, women lost rights, just like black people lost rights, and all of a sudden a white male was superior for some reason, but you're incredibly stupid. Anytime you're afraid of a 5'2" black woman and she backs you off her front door, you're stupid. Anyway, here we go. So the revolution. This is a point in time where the colonists here in America were fighting their, you know, the British for their freedom. So as you can imagine, you know, how are you going to ask for freedom when you, your system of economic everything and your system of living, your way of life for years and years and years has been based on the bondage of another. But yet you're fighting, you know, that's just in anything, that just don't work. You know, I mean, anywhere when you have that kind of contradiction, that doesn't work. So even George Washington knew over time, even after the revolution was done, this system of economic sustainability is not sustainable, okay? So let's really start doing what's right. But I'm going to make all my money right now and fuck what y'all are talking about. All right, so where do we begin? Here we go. Now, for black people at this time, between the years of 1750 and 1805, they also began to wake up, you know, and they're hearing, you know, the white people fighting for freedom. They like, well, damn. You know, always, right? Always black people expected to be like, no, freedom for us, not for you, Negro. What, racism? No, there's no racism. What are you talking about, Negroes? You know, always, our whole history is like, okay, you really think I'm this dumb? You're fighting for your freedom, but yeah, you beating the shit out of me to pick cotton. Oh, my God. Crazy. Anyway, so at this time, Christianity started to spread. Even poor white people in the country, in the colony, I should say, were joining with slaves, and at this point it was called the Great Awakening, and I'm sure people have heard about that. It was a period of our history where we were saying, how can we be this huge contradiction in reality? How can we be fighting the British for our freedom, or the king over there, King Georgie, for our freedom, and we have these black people, and and it's not like we treat them good. You know, we beating their asses, we raping them, we tearing their families apart, we taking their kids from them. What's that sound like? Hurricane Katrina. God damn. No, I'm talking about 1750 through 1805, people. Anyway, so at this time, you know, because of the Great Awakening, at this time also it produced a small group of African ministers that chose the Protestant religion. Blacks and others started to question slave owners. You know, at this time they were able to lift their back up, and they were telling the story of how this black guy had come back from working, and he found his black wife arguing with the white mistress. And you know, and at some point, he's like, what? That, you know, that evolved to where once the whites started fighting for their freedoms, black people was like, look, you are a hypocrite, and I'm going to argue with you, and I'm going to ask you. And he came upon that. They start fighting. Everybody start fighting each other, which I think is wonderful because, yes, you know, just like at my job, my soul can't sit and say that this is right, that these people are treated one way, but yet I get treated a different way. I'm sorry, that don't sit with my soul. So if I got to jeopardize, you know, 10 years of excellence because y'all motherfuckers want to put a nigga in her place, then I so be it, because I serve God. I don't serve your ass. And I think I said that in not so many words on one of my bullshit trumped-up ass reviews. Anyway, of course you got canned. You don't tell a white man you serve God and not him. Of course they got rid of your ass. I love it. So let's talk a little about old Georgie Porgy, George Washington, the leader of the revolution for the colonies. He was like bitch made because he had 30 slaves when he hooked up with Martha, who had over 200 or 300. So at that time, what a woman had automatically went to a man. And Georgie came up, all right? They made money from their tobacco crops. And it said that he guarded it well. I mean, ain't that some shit? You bring in one horse, I got 10,000 horses, and you guarding shit well. And to the point where they said over a year's time, you know, so he went from 30 slaves to 300 and something, right, just because he married Martha. And, you know, in our American history, it kills me. It talks about this shit like it's just a romantic novel. But when you dig in deep into the shit, it's like, no, it's not really. But it is our history, and we need to know it. And I think if we know it, appreciate it, understand it, share it amongst each other instead of being so goddamn afraid of it, then I think we wouldn't be calling our president a Kenyan, an African, a witch doctor, a nigga, whatever. Anyway, here we go. Where did I stop? I love this. Okay, so he guarded his shit well, and he said that in a year he spent less than a dollar on clothes for each of the slaves in a year, less than a dollar on clothes. Now, I don't know in today's terms what that would be. I should have researched that just to give Georgie the benefit of the doubt. But they also said that some of the children would just go naked. So that motherfucker gets no benefit of the doubt for that one. So, you know, come up off your bitch and then you're going to be stingy. Ain't that something? You know, it was doomed. America was kind of doomed from the start. That's why we all as a nation really should really pray for our country and pray and do our best for our country and know that, yeah, you started off all fucked up, but it really don't matter how you start. It really matters how you finish. So the beautiful story of it all is that, yes, they finished with a black president and everybody began to love blackness. That would be wonderful ending. But no, what do we have? The Tea Party, all these racists getting nominated. Come on now, people. Pray for your country. Where do we go from here? Where do we go? Who knows? Each day gets better. Everybody knows what that is. Anyway, Georgie. So he took over for the leader of the colonial army and thought, oh, I'm going to wipe these fools out real quick. And in the beginning, he refused to enlist slaves, because for a couple of his thought is his mental thinking about this whole shit was that if blacks fought, they would expect their freedom, right? If I'm gonna fight for the country, just like the little act that passed now for Hispanics, which is wonderful, if you're gonna put your life on the line for the country, and so your ass could be a slave again. Well, no, it didn't happen that way. If you're gonna put your ass on the line, you should become a citizen. You should be free. And for that reason, he didn't want in the beginning to include slaves. That's one reason. And he didn't want that war to be about the freedom of slaves. Because at some point during the war, Britain had abolished slavery. So, you know, at some point during the revolution, I should say. So Georgie said, no Negroes, until he started getting his ass beat. And isn't that America? Okay, we're getting our ass beat. Where are the Negroes? Bring in the Negroes. We need the Negroes. That's why I said, oh, shit, America fucked up. We got a black president? Oh, no, where are we going down? Everybody buy a gun, get some water. It's worse than 2000. Get a gun. Right? The airmen, I still can't say it, never could say it. Those guys, right? And they went and they whooped ass, right? So America needs to rethink their thinking on blacks. Because from the beginning, you never gave us credit, and then you know all the fucked up shit you did would probably come back. And that's how we're going to break it down in terms of what Thomas Jefferson thought, what Georgie Porgy thought, and I'm going to start drinking more Samuel Adams beer, because he was on the good side, although he needs a good light beer. Because I think maybe that and Red Dog, I gained about 60 pounds back in, whew. So I had to do. I'm not quitting drinking beer, so what's up? And I've lost more weight and still drink beer. Yay! Anyway, this show is not for kids. All right, so once Georgie starts getting his ass beat, bring in the Negroes. All right, but he told his friends privately that, you know, slavery is wrong. Well, of course, if you're a human being with a soul, you're going to say slavery is wrong. But he never publicly admitted it at all. And then once he died, which is the fucked up part, once he died, he freed all his slaves. But his wifey, Marcy, baby, right, the one that brought him into as well, was still alive, and she's like, I don't even sleep in the room where we slept because the ghosts coming to get me, or the Negroes, somebody coming to get me. So America is a cold piece of work. That's why you got to be you. You got to know you, because you put your hope in anything other than you, your creator, and the universe, your ass is toast. You see how Martha gave him all his wealth. He didn't even put in the wheels, protect my bitch, something. Nope, all my slaves are free. Martha, peace out. You on your own, girl. That's fucked up. That's something like what happened to me, kind of. But I didn't have no slaves, though. Anyway. All right, is it time for a break? No, not yet. All right, so. Gets his ass beat. Come on, Negroes. And then the British also reached out to blacks in America and said, hey, if you supported Britain, all right, baby, you good. Lord Dunmore, which was the royal governor of Virginia. So he in Virginia saying, come on. And, you know, I think Virginia and North Carolina, those were the highest slave population states there at the time. So Lord Dunmore was like, come on, bro. I got you. I got your back. But depending on what time we're talking during the Revolution, slavery was not yet abolished. So the black people was like, oh, well, let's see. Well, I go to the British. I may or may not. But then once it was on and they abolished slavery, oh, it was on. Black people was like, no, we's out and peace out. And they start putting ads in paper saying, my Negroes are maybe at the border trying to swim to Britain or whatever. So get them, bring them back. So whites didn't like it. They wanted to kill Lord Dunmore, start burning his shit in effigy. What's that sound like? That's our history, man. We burn shit. We don't like somebody, we make an effigy, we burn it. All right? That's what we do here in America. And that was, they also said, was the first rise of the American patriot. Isn't that something? America is a cold piece of work, baby. Anyway, so after that, there were more restrictions, because during this time, you have to understand also that not all black people were slaves. You were, at that time, able to buy your freedom, and some were free slaves, you know, depending on where you're at, you're more freer than other places, but if you were caught in the South, you were dumb, because chances are they say, no, you're not free anymore. Come on. Come back with me, Leroy, and you can pick some cotton or some tobacco. Anyway, so rise of the Patriots, start having more restrictions. Blacks couldn't be out at night type stuff, you know. And with old Dunmore, the colonists started just killing black people in the street. Yeah, we're going to kill you. You go with them, you just going to get killed. Just the intimidation, same shit today. That's why we got to put our mind in this kind of perspective. This is how this country began. This is the history of America. Intimidation, fear. This is how they do what they do. Taking over people's shit and just saying, fuck it. This is how we do what we do here. But there's a way around that. You know, there's a way to get through this. There's a way to get through. Because now there's even, I mean, people are more controlled now than ever, and they don't even fucking realize it. That's the funny part. And when I put righteous stuff on Facebook, you won't get one response. One, I got one for my girl Terry, that's it. But she's positive too. And she's trying to get negative. I'm leaving California. It's time to go. You know what? You are you, whether you in California, whether you in Louisiana, where you in Alaska. You bring happiness to you where you are, baby. And the landscape ain't got shit to do with it. Okay? Well, let me tell you that right now. Because I thought, I'm getting out of racist Sacramento. Then once I start knowing who I was, you ain't getting rid of me that easy, and I'm going to smile at you every time I see your little racist-ass face. I'm going to smile at you because peace and love got to rule. When you let peace and love rule in your life, even to a racist, you know, and then sometimes because I'm a little short, cute, you know, fine almost, black chick, you know, I got to stand up to fools that think, oh, she's a black girl. You know, some people in their mind, their pee little fucked up pee ass brains, they look at you and they just put that label on you. Oh, look at the dreadlocks. Look at that. Oh, she's a gay black woman. I will fuck you up is what I am. And the power of everything in me, I will use against you if you make me. But I'm trying to stay in that harmonic peace and love thing, because when I do that, more of that comes back to me. And that's why I'm good. And I will always be good. And I want people to be good. You know, whatever you're feeling is what you're getting. So if you see, I have to always go back to that, because this stuff right here, the slavery revolution, you know, George Washington's ass, all that shit, can make you just want to just go out and kill all the white people you see. But we don't want to do that. We want to love all the people we see, because if you love, guess what you're getting back? Love. If you put out hate, that's all you're going to get back. And that's why that's all I got back at work. Because I said, they're a racist, and she's a racist, and she's a racist, and she's a racist, which they are. But the more I put it out there, the more it hit me in my damn face. But all to a very good end. Because I told myself, I'm going to be out of here by my birthday, one way or another. And I spoke it. And everything happens for a reason. There are no mistakes in life. There are no mistakes. Everything happens for a reason. All this slavery shit happened for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. I'm here for a reason. You here for a reason. I'm here to love you. You here to love me. But, you know who I love the most? I love Elijah. Elijah is like the best grandson God has ever made. I don't know how I got so blessed, but I'm playing old school party because I'm an old school OG out of L.A., where my sons are. Yay! We'll be back. Another song, because I got to go to the party, and I thought about it a little too late, baby. So we're going to play Flying Bass, because I love my bass, and I was playing it yesterday. I'll be back. I got to go to the party. Yeah. found my drink. So everything's good. This is the diary, baby. This is your host, little baby Stace, out of L.A. Ooh, every time the ice falls into the ice maker, I think somebody's coming to knock my door down. But it's simply ice falling into the ice maker. All right, and it scares me because I keep my house so quiet and I just look at the fishies and the duckies and love lifey. And I'm just loving it because, oh, this is the program, right? I'm going to start tutoring the kids. And I started helping some kids last week, and they really need a lot of help. And they really like me. I said, because I'm only six, that's why you like me. You know, stuff started getting pretty rough for me after my pops died, mentally. They didn't even tell me he was going to die, and that's fucked up. You know, I know I'm the youngest. I don't know shit. You know, he got sick. That was my dude. You know, I look just like him. I was like, Daddy's what? Oh, see, y'all all fucked up, all 10 of you, because you should have told me sooner. And I think that affected me my whole life. So my kids paid the price for that. I tell them I love them all the time, and I'm not afraid to stand up and show them that I love them. Although I lavished them with everything that every kid that had a mama and a daddy ever had, including buying my daughter a car. Well, buying me a new car so I can give her my car. Parents that had mamas and daddies working didn't have half the shit, my kids. When we got robbed, six pairs of Jordans went out the door, all the Laker jerseys. At a time, Sacramento did not like Lakers, and they stole all of my baby's jerseys. You know what I'm saying? My kids had it going on. And why did I bring that up? I don't know. Because I love kids, and I love making sure kids, yeah, that's why I said it. I love making sure kids have a wonderful childhood. They're only kids for 18 years. Think about it. If you live to be 70 to 60, you're only a kid for 18 fucking years. After that, shit can suck. So, you know what? I want to make sure you're happy from age 0 to age till I probably got to throw your ass out when you're 18. You know, that's the duty of a parent. But mine was a corporation, the Johnson Corporation. Well, yes, she had 11 kids. I'm sure you had to run it more like a business than the Brady Bunch. That shit wasn't real, and that dude was gay. Come on, my dad was a pimp, baby. Oh, I got to tell this story. Well, my baby boy, I got to tell this story. And this may be it for today. Well, my baby boy, who is now will be 18 in November, when he was 5 or 6, mommy had to talk about the birds and the bees with everybody. It was mommy and all three. So we talked about it, and we went through the physical mechanisms of how you know, when you love each other like grandma and grandpa, you know, they had 11 kids, you know, and blah, blah, blah. Mom was the last one. And we're talking about the vagina and the penis and my beautiful, beautiful twin, Christopher Kevin Posey, says, man, Mom, the vagina, Grandma, I bet the vagina gets real tired. And then my other son said, yeah, but Grandpa must have been a pimp. And I'm like, you know, at 8 and 10, I just thought that was so funny, you know? And I don't even know why I brought that up. But because kids are so important, and it's important to share good things, bad things, treat them as humans, love them, respect them, treat them the way you want to be treated, because your ass is going to get old. You're going to get old. And who is going to take care of you other than your kids? Or you better have a whole bunch of money and you pay somebody, and they're going to fuck you over. Steal your china, right? Take your gold coins, right? Ain't that what they do? Love your kids. That's why God gave them to you. And let me get back on the Africans. Damn it. So, yeah, we're doing good with the program. No, the program. That's why I was off. We're doing good. We starting on 29th. I already got some kids. They need a lot of help. I try to make it fun. The atmosphere I have over here, they get to see the duckies. They get to see the crawdads. If you want to support, please do. You know, we put a whole bunch of money in bullshit every day. I walk to the damn liquor store once a day, you know. But then again, I give everything I have to my programs, and that will be, and that's the good thing I love about me, and that's how I know God is going to tremendously bless me now that my mind is right, because everything I make is going to my programs, everything. I'm not keeping a dime for me. I'm not giving shit to my kids. My parents didn't give me shit other than the principles and morals and good examples, and that's all you really need to give your kids. Don't pay for your kids to go to college, because when they get old, they're going to say, I didn't really want to go to that college anyway. But niggas, you didn't pay for it. I know somebody like that.
Oh, my parents, I got this arts degree.
You didn't pay for it, so figure out, go do so. I'm still paying for mine. Oh, my God, shut the hell up. It's all about perspective. So every dime that I make, I'm a social entrepreneur. I don't give a damn about Stacey. Stacey's going to have a Corvette Stingray and a whole bunch of Nikes. I already got my base, and I got my widescreen on the wall. That's the only thing I ask God to give me in life. A closet full of Nikes, because I just do it. My bass, got that, had that a while. My beautiful TV, had that once I let my little projection go after 20 years of the red, green, and yellow, or red, whatever it was. And my Corvette Stingray, that's the only thing I need. And I'll have it. You know, God is good. God is good to all of us, but we have to be good to people. We're here to make people's lives better. If you only give to yourself, there's nothing more that God can give you. God can't put more into you because you're putting everything into you yourself. But when you let it overflow into somebody else, then God has the opportunity to give you more. Just like this fool at my door. See, that's why I tell you how fucked up people are. That's why I can stand up to the fool. You know, recently, you know, I figured tit for tat. This fool helped me with my food program. Not really helped me, because when you help me, I help you more than you helping me. So if I'm using your car because I got a job, I bet you walking home with about $150 worth of food for you and your family, which I can do. And I don't ask you for nothing, blah, blah, blah. Well, I did that with him for months until he was too drunk. And I said, no, you can't be showing up drunk. I love you, but you can't go drunk. You know, I'm sorry. So we still friends, everything. So he came up on something, so he gave me a little cash, right? Well, he sends somebody over here rude to come get it. And so I call him. I said, I don't know, who is this motherfucker? I didn't deal with him. I dealt with you. And as a matter of fact, you don't send nobody over my fucking house. Nobody sends nobody in my house. And I said, come on now. Think back. Your memory's all fucked up anyway. Even if I made you pay me for what I gave you months ago, you were in the hole by $200 or $300, motherfucker. Don't come over here. And then they came back again. So I'm like, no. No, no, no. In the bigger perspective, when your ass was carting off, wheeling off shit from my food program, you were smiling and waving. And I just gave you a hope. 4th of July, you better get out of my face. I feel no shame. I owe nothing to a man but to love his ass. And I was loving on you long before you did anything. I said, you know what? I'm going to give you that when you come to me like I came to you. Otherwise, kiss my ass, and that's what I can do. Ain't that crazy? When you know who you are, that's what you can do. Yeah, I may owe you, but no, I really don't. Because I got a log that says how much shit I gave you. I never asked you for a dime. And you're not going to send somebody over here and disrespect me. Some motherfucker I don't know. So I had to tell him, I don't know you. Then he said, oh, no. Yeah, I said, exactly. That's why I will kick your ass on my doorstep. Don't you bring your ass back over here and tell that other motherfucker to call me when he can, out of respect, and not when he drunk. That's the problem. He get drunk and then want to get crazy. You will get your drunk ass kicked over here. Anyway, Africans, that's what an African will do. See, they are not Africans, you see, because if they were Africans, they would know better than that shit. Ain't but one race of people think they're going to get in your face and tell you what you're going to do. But see, that's where you fucked up and where you fucked yourself off. As a matter of fact, I will whip your ass and give you half as much. Half of that was for the ass whooping I just gave you. You paid for that. Don't mess with me. That's why I hate people that mess with kids. Just because you think you can, I will fuck somebody up if you fuck with a kid. I used to make my kids laugh. Let me show you what I do if somebody, we reading about how the kids are being abducted when my kids were younger, and they raping the girls and all these little girls. I said, you know what I would do in that courtroom? They'd have to shoot me to get me off that motherfucker. You touch my kids, you die. That's an unwritten law. There's a couple things of mine you don't touch. Well, you can't touch my face. You will not touch my kids, and you touch my money, we got issues. But let's talk about Africans. All right. So, revolution, Georgie Porgy, got him some blacks, worked it out, long story short. Oh, in 1772, Britain outlawed slavery, so it was on. Okay. It was a spark for her hope for black Americans. Phyllis Wheatley, black poet, read about her. She was educated by her masters and also taught the Bible, so she was poetic about how can you, you know, the big contradiction. How can you talk about freedom, teach about the Bible, but yet enslave and oppress and beat and blah, blah, blah. You ain't even treating your slaves like they treating them in the Bible. Come on, dude. Be good. So Phyllis Wheatley, read about her. She's a very good black American. But she was a slave at the time, so. Oh, this is a diary, and we're about finished. Well, you know how it ended, basically. Slavery didn't end, right? We beat the British ass enough to tell them to back off, so, you know, we weren't under their control. But there are some interesting things about after the revolution. I'm going to throw them in the minute that I had before I got it in, and I probably can't even do that. But Constitutional Convention, we'll start with that. But basically, it put it, thinking about any issues of slavery off for like 20 years. So after we were, you know, 1776, 4th of July, all that shit, they weren't even allowed because of the Constitutional Convention and what went on at that time, and I'll go in more detail later on that. But, no, we're not going to talk about slavery. So the Negroes, free states, stay free. But we're going to impose some fugitive laws. If you're a fugitive in a free state, you got to bring your ass back. You will be brought back. But we won't talk about whether we're going to free the Negroes until we know. You know, we finally did with our boy, A.B. Baby. Anyway, this is a diary, and you know I love you, and I'm glad I'm back. And I have 90 seconds, so have a great week. Know that I love you. God loves you, too. Think it, see it, feel it, baby, and it is yours. Have a good week.